because those are the practices. But again, these practices, there's underlying values to them that's what we really want people to look at and step into even before the practices. So I would say, you know, for me, no matter what you're doing, to be approaching partnership in a spirit of service. That's kind of an ethos and a spirit that underlies this that I think it's important to bring. However you're looking at these practices of multi-year funding or whatever, to have that really rooted in a sense of service, a sense of partnership, bringing humility to the work, curiosity, commitment to listening. These things that open up a more genuine relationship. So I would say that underlies that. And then as the project has evolved from us advocating on our own to later becoming what it now is, which is a collaborative funder initiative, the Trust-Based Philanthropy Project, is that what we have found and learned over time is everybody has different ways of approaching this because we all do our work somewhat differently. So we found with multi-year unrestricted funding, for some, they can't give multi-year commitments because maybe they're public foundations and they're raising what they're giving away every year, or some have some other constraint. So whether you're able to make an outfront 3 or 5 year commitment, which is great, but if you're not able to do that, to go, well, can we sustain support over time? So we're not just giving 1 year grants. I'd say unrestricted funding is an important element. And that's not to say that sometimes there might be a reason why somebody's doing a specific project grant. And our experience has been when you provide unrestricted funding over time and people have a sense that you're going to be supporting them over time, that opens up the space for deeper and more honest conversations as time goes on, especially being able to talk about challenges, talking about what doesn't work. Because a lot of times people are reluctant to talk about what's not working because they think they'll get penalized for that.